So Malachim Aleph Perek Design Pasuk Yud Ches. Veikirak Zimri Kinilka Da'ir Veyavel Amram Beis Hamelech Veikserf Olav Es Beis Hamelech Veish Vayomlis. So these words Veikserf Olav could either mean that he himself committed suicide, which is what the Abba Rabbanal says, or Omri was the one who killed him. Al Chatos Asher Os Asher Chotel Las Es Rabbeini Hashem Lalechet B'Derech Yiravum VeChatos Asher Os Lahachati Es Yisrael. And this is a punishment to Zimri because he was the one who killed Baasha. Now, why is he held accountable? So this is the principle that we brought before. You're held accountable for killing someone who deserves to die if you go ahead and do the same thing that he did. Right. So you might ask, oh, what do you mean? Zimri didn't do anything. He was only king for 7 days. How could he be Machti Israel for 7 days? Right, so the answer is, the Radak answer is, that he didn't do much during the 7 days he was king. However, he was Machat Yisrael when he was Sar Machat Yisrael. Remember, he was the king, he was not the king, he was the ruler over, he was in charge of half the army. And during that time, he abused that position of power, and he was Machat Bnei Yisrael, and that's why he's charged for killing Baasha and his family. And Zimri is mentioned as with the rest of the kings in Divrei Hayomim. Now we're going to see there are people that are mentioned as kings. There are people that are not mentioned as kings. We're going to see in a few more pesukim that there was a king who was not mentioned at all. We'll see why not. Pasuk Chafav continues, Oz yichali ka'am Yisrael l'chetzi. Chetzi ha'am hayo achari tivni ben gina, slam lichoy v'chetzi achari amri. So now, there's confusion. We're not sure who's supposed to be king, because Zimri was the one who killed Baasha. He was killed, or committed suicide. Now Amri wants to take over. He was a general of the army. But the people were not loyal to him yet. So half of the people went with Amri. The other half went with Tivni ben Ginas.
Who's Tivni?
He's the new guy on the block.
I'm lost.
Yeah, there are a lot of names over here.
Who is he? That they want to make him king.
Doesn't seem like he had any major yichus at all. But, and that's why the people are actually not loyal to him. They're more loyal to Amri because Amri had a very chashuv father-in-law. The Radak explains that Amri was the son-in-law of Asa. 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 Right? He was a king. Remember, he was a king before? So, because he was the son-in-law of Asa, Asa gave his daughter to Omri. Therefore, they figured, okay, we better go with Omri because he at least has some kind of connection to be king.
Kingdom.
Right, to the kingdom. Therefore, we better to follow him. So, they went ahead, they killed Tivni, and they appointed Omri. Because he comes from more of a position of power. Now, Tivni was actually not mentioned at all in the list of kings in Divrei Hayamim. And that's because he was not fit to be king. And see, he wasn't fit to be king, even though he was king for a short while. We see Zimri was mentioned, even though he was king for only 7 days. But Tivni, even though he was king for such a short time, was not mentioned at all in Divrei Hayamim, again, because he was not fit to be king at all. And that's, again, why they killed him. yeah. Let's continue. Bishnah Shloishim Vachas Shana La Asa Melech Yehuda Malach Amri Al Yisrael Shtem Esra Shana Betirza Malach Shei Shanim. While Asa was the king of Yehuda, so remember, so now you got a pretty funny situation. Asa is the king over Yehuda in Yerushalayim. And his son-in-law, Omri, right, and again, Omri married the daughter of Asa, his son-in-law is king over the rest of the Jewish people. Right, so you've got the father-in-law and the son-in-law are kings over two separate parts of Am Yisrael. So he was king for 12 years. And Matirso, which is the capital, he was king for 6 years. Vayikan Asahar Shamir Me'ais Shemer Bikaraim Kesef. Vayivan Asahar. Vayikar Shemayir Shabana Al Shem Shemer Adonai Ahar Shemrain. Now, what did he do? He built one of the cities on the mountain. And he called this name of the city Shemer. Now, we're going to see that this is actually very significant because he was paid for building one of the cities. It says that Shem does not hold back from paying anyone, and because Omri was the one who built this city, that's why he was paid later on. We're going to see, but this is very significant, the fact that he built up the city. Vayasa Omri Amra b'nei Hashem v'yara mikol asher lefanav. Omri again did, even though he built up one of the cities, he was machti b'nei Israel. He caused them to do avodah zara, idol worship. Vayelech b'chol derech Yerovam ben Nevat v'chatasa
asher yechti Yisrael. How much more wicked can you be?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Then they're all believed in idols. So what did he do that was even worse than them?
So the Radak said, the Rabbag explains that he did cause Bnei Israel to be over the Avodah Zarah, but not only that, but he caused them to do other Averis as well. And that's why it's considered that he was more wicked than anyone before him.
But he was wicked all 20 years on the end of Kis.
Wow. Sounds like he was wicked the whole time.
But why Hashem give him the power?
Why did Hashem give him the power?
No, but this is I believe it's previous king will die soon because of the sins, but this is 20 years.
Well, listen, if you look at all the kings of Yehuda and all the kings of Israel, there are many more kings over Israel than there were over Yehuda. And that was because, in general, the kings of Israel were more evil.
Didn't they have more people?
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms
of... They had all more tribes than Israel.
Yeah, but in terms of like span of time, you had much fewer kings over Yehuda and many more kings over Israel, because the kings over Israel kept on changing. Right? They were evil. They were very negative. They caused Bnei Israel to be chayta, and because of that, they were punished and they were killed. They died. They died early. So if you look at the span of times, the same span of time, there were much fewer kings over Yehuda, and many more kings over Israel because they kept on dying, kept on being punished.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Israel had more people than them.
Yeah, but we're looking at the amount of time. Right,
I understand that, but that's why there'd be more fights down there because there's more people. I can understand that there. That's why they had more kings. They were all fighting each other because they had much more people than they did, so they were satisfied.
Well, it wasn't always the king didn't always die because of the fights amongst the people, right? It was always different, So it happened to be that Omri was killed by the people. Zimri happened to be killed by Omri. Right, but in general, it was always different. It wasn't always the people who killed the king.
Well, but now there's always killing. Were they at war with each other? Or just stomach? They went and killed them. I mean,
it was fighting all the time.
Huh?
It was fighting all the time.
They were fighting all the time. Every time they made a new king, they were fighting.
You're a bad guy, and then someone. They were punished.
They were
one way or the
other.
Punished
with all this thing. And I've never learned this before. With all this stuff going on, it's just how come Hashem took all of this? and didn't punish them like he did. Finally, at the end, the Nebuchadnezzar came and God sent them. What was he waiting for? What all these things happening? These guys killing each other all the time. What kind of schuss did they have to keep on doing it? Without Hashem doing it, doing something about it?
Well, we're going to see in a minute by Achav, for example, the son was the son of Omri, right? He was the Achav was known. He was known to be a very negative king, right? He caused Jewish people to be chayta. And the Gemara says about Achav that every time he used to go out to war, he would come out victorious.
He did what?
Anytime he went out to war, he came out victorious.
He won. He won the war.
Oh. Right? Every single time he went out. Even though he caused the Jewish people to worship idols. To be Yovid of a Nazara. Right? Why did he win the wars? The Gemara says because there was Achdus, there was unity amongst the Jewish people while he was king. Therefore, even though they were Oyvid of Adazar, right? One of the worst cardinal sins that a Jew can possibly do, worship idols, even so, they were victorious at war because there was Achdus between them. There was unity among them. That's why.
Well, is that good? Well, that was the same thing with the people who were trying to fight Hashem. And he changed their language. He says, over there, he didn't destroy them because they were unity with them. They had one idea, and they were all together. So they started to try to do that, but then the Hashem finally stopped them. But that's not why he didn't annihilate them right away, because they weren't fighting against each other. They were fighting against them. They all had the same idea. They're going to go up and that's
right.
It. Well, it's the same thing as saying unity.
Yeah.
Hashem tries to be how do you call it, merciful.
Yeah.
Maybe, they'll change.
Right.
All right.
What are you saying, Arkady?
Because of each new king, it's getting worse than previous. That is negative. This question: what kind of society was that? There were some people who still
religious.
Sure. Or there is nobody because he affect Jewish people. It means Jewish people maybe follows his skin. But question: is still people who.
Were there still people? Yeah, I'm saying it's not like every single person was worshipping idols, but as a generation in general, they were all worshipping idols.
It looks general as is most people.
Yeah.
But how has happened?
They were all following the king.
Today.
Again, they follow the leader, right?
But why leader is kind of is broken? Why he moved completely another direction what is should be? This is some reason. Why they know what is good, what's not, but for some reason they turn direction to go against.
Well, in some sense, it's easier for them to just continue the same thing that their predecessor was doing, right? They're just continuing the same thing. You know, okay, the king before them did this. Okay, whatever, we'll continue. Why change? You know, we'll continue. And that's, by the way, that Ralbag says. That's why it says by Omri that he was worse than everyone before. The Rabbah explains because he did not learn from what happened to Baasha. He should have taken Musar. He said, look what happened to Baasha. He was an evil king. He caused the Jewish people to worship idols, and he was killed. His whole family was killed out. Right? He should have learned his lesson and say, oh, I don't want that to happen to me. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to do something else. But no, he didn't take Musar. He did not learn his lesson. And therefore, it says by him, that's why he was worse than all the kings before.
No, but this question about lesson, what somebody killed before, the question about this idea, why is this, if my father criminal, it means everyone next can be criminal? How has happened if you really know what is good, what's not? I know this is, your father was killed, but it's not lesson. Last question about your own idea. Why need to go if you exactly know what Hashem asks? This is Jewish people, they accept Torah and different things, and why? Is this one by one, they do some completely wrong thing. This is not... if you said all general people were did something wrong, it's kind of worship idols. What is probably biggest sin? How many in the list of the sins? Worship no. Ashen should be death.
I think. Not.
What is death? What is sin? Punishment for sin. What is death? There's five different things.
No,
one is probably worship idol. Probably everybody new king probably knew about them.
It's no different then than it is now. This is the way the world is. People are. How many people go and eat? How many Jewish people go out and eat treif? Plenty. They only go to shul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. How many people? If everyone went, the places would be full. But there's plenty of people that do all kinds of things.
No, this is not compassion. This our time.
But you're trying to think, gee whiz, there. You know, it's a different world. It's a different world.
No, but this is only beginning of the Jewish people and nation. It's not historically civilization.
We're talking about Israel, and you're talking about America. Forget America.
I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about the whole world. Whatever the Jews do over there,
they were in Israel. They grew up differently than over there.
No.
It's a big difference. They didn't have no country.
We went to
public school. What did we learn there? Nothing. What did we learn about Judaism in public school? Nothing. So what do you expect us to do?
This question not about now.
You grow up to what you do.
In your lifetime, 6 million Jews get killed.
Right. So?
Since that time, it's not that long ago, more people have married Goyim and left the religion than...
What religion?
Then get killed in the whole war. You were born in Germany.
What religion do you have?
They're born in America.
What religion did we have when we went to college? It's not the same. It isn't the same.
Go to Israel and find out what they... What percentage of Jews in Israel are religious?
So? Then what are you trying to prove?
That the world is no different then than it is now.
There's a complete difference here. Now people move from religion because of kind of different benefits, it's easy. But in that time, what is benefit to walk? I'd worship instead God. What is different? Why?
Well, listen, Arkad, you have to understand that we cannot relate to the Avodah Zarah, to the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah.
All
right. Right? The Gemara says that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah got rid of the Avodah, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Right? It says that if the Gemara talks about there were great Tanaim, great scholars who worship Avodah Zarah, right? And you have, you know, much smaller scholars who, so to speak, there was a scholar who made fun of this great scholar and said, he worshipped idols, right? I have no problem not worshipping idols. So the scholar tells them, listen, if you were living during my time, you would pick up the ends of your robe and run to worship idols. Right? Mm-hmm. But during his time, during the smaller scholars, during his time, there was no Yetzer Hara. There's no evil inclination that was pushing you to worship idols. We can't relate to that today. Because today, like, what do you mean? Why would you ever want to worship idols? But back then, it was a very, very powerful Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says that they even wanted to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayos, for illicit relations. The problem was that the next morning they woke up, and guess what? No eggs for breakfast. No hens were giving eggs. Why? Because there's none of that passion, to have illicit relations, to have any relations at all. Right? So kids were not being born, no eggs were being laid. So they had a serious problem. Right? So they had to bring it back. But what they did was one thing. They did get rid of the Yetzer Hara for illicit relations between siblings, relatives, right? That does not happen anymore. That we have no, in a regular family, there's no lust to have illicit relations between siblings.
Yeah, but right? Fine. What was it?
What was what?
What was the lust? Why did they do it? You say they couldn't help themselves, then why were they punished if they couldn't help themselves?
No. I'm not saying they couldn't help themselves.
They're telling you then it's not like us because we don't have the lust. We don't have. They had the lust. So if they had the lust, why were they punished if they couldn't help themselves?
Nothing. No. The lust doesn't mean they can't help themselves. Of course you can help yourself, right? Because if you can't help yourself, how can you be held accountable?
The guy told me, if you were there, you wouldn't be able to help yourself. You'd do the same thing. How do you know?
What he's telling him is, you can't understand the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, you can't understand what it was.
Right, because nowadays we don't understand. What type can you have to worship idols? Right? Doesn't make any sense to us. Because today it doesn't exist. There is no pull to worship idols.
Yeah, but what was the pull?
For some people. There's something like 86,000 different religions in this world today.
No, but we're talking about Jewish people. This is what it's called evil inclination.
Yeah.
It means they have commandments from Hashem, and at the same time there is Edel who make his own command, and there are some people, it looks most of people prefer to follow Edel. But it means Edel can be stronger than Hashem. Why? What is benefit? I don't know what is benefit to go to follow this It's worship to idol, it's also worship. It means they believe something happened because of that kind of benefit. If I worship, ask some mercy or something, money, they help me. This is the idea. What is worship?
I'm saying, listen,
but
they were...
Sincerely, they believe this is all this is kind of custom. They actually believe the idol helped people, why
is this worship? So they were relating to real existing elements or forces, you know, that existed. You know, if you ever speak to Native Americans, to Indians, they refer to, you know, the spirit of the sun, the spirit of the wind, right? To us, well, what does it mean? Well, what's the spirit of the wind? Like the god of the sun or the god of the earth? Well, what does that mean? The god of the water. Right? To us, it sounds ridiculous. But, in reality, it's a real thing. Every physical entity has a spiritual entity behind it. It exists. It's a real power. It's a real force. They, nowadays, we're very developed in terms of technology, but we're very, very lacking in the area of spirituality. We can't relate, we can't understand the spiritual forces that do exist in the world. Back then, ancient cultures were able to tap into and to relate to different spiritual forces that do exist. They called it the god of the sun. whatever they're referring to. They're referring to the spiritual element that exists behind the sun. The Gemara talks about how every physical entity has a spiritual entity behind it, right? Every petal of grass, every tiny little aspect of physicality has a spiritual entity that forces it to grow. That forces it, that gives it the force of life. And without that spiritual entity, that physical element would not be able to exist. Right? Nowadays we can't relate to that. We don't understand what that means, but it is a reality.
But we believe that time all natural things it's belong to the idol. Sun.
Yeah.
It's not only artificial pieces.
Right.
But this was before Hashem opened himself. All people believe this different thing. But after that, I believe the Jewish people kind of became unique to have one God. But still, after a while, they go back to worship for natural power.
There's people that believe.
Of course, this is sun, snow. When you don't know what is the reason, we actually fright you. It's very scary.
There's people today that they worship snakes.
No, nobody worships.
There's people that in India they worship the cow.
Right.
There's people that worship whatever.
Nope.
And some people worship money. They'll do anything for them. Some people...
In Japan, there are some people who actually believe that the emperor...
Is
a god.
That thing here. The thing always bothered
Japan
me.
The Buddhism.
Has that, created but there's also lots of other religions.
Right?
There's
a lot perfect
of people there who sincerely believe that they're emperor.
Why?
Why did he create...
In Tibet, they worship
the
guy was perfect. What do you want from him? Just the way you made him. Why did you do this? Give him something to that. He couldn't be more perfect than he was at that point. All he could do is go this way. Why was Hashem's plan to do that?
What's his name? Francis. Christmas time.
It always bothered me. I mean, would leave him alone.
Having something.
I mean, you created somebody. He's what he's supposed to be.
The church there.
And what do you want
he's
now?
Walking with
you want him to sin.
How
was he supposed to, it always
because
why does Hashem give power
and he takes
to
it,
a tumor?
I'm sorry, on TV.
But don't do it. What do you
I'm
make
serious.
It for?
And then he takes
well,
it
Well, that's be a challenge in the world, otherwise we wouldn't grow.
Doll.
Huh?
If there wasn't a challenge,
we
wouldn't grow. Right? There's got
to
be why did Hashem create the Yetzer Hara?
But this is what,
right? Why?
There he is.
Just if Hashem wanted to give
him the Yitzhar,
Hashem did create the Yitzhar. Yes,
he put it in the tree.
Right.
The Yitzhar Hara was not out there. If he didn't eat from the tree, it would be
no. There was the Yitzhar Hara before, but it was outside of Adam. It was separate. After Adam ate the Etzadas, then the Etzadas became a part of it.
Good, that's what I'm saying, but why did he put it there?
And you think it's going to be any
different? What was his idea? What can Adam be any better than he is now?
This is one God. Who is God? This is question.
What are you trying to do to the poor man?
Yeah, you're right. Listen, it's definitely a deep question.
There was two fellows.